Over the past decade, California has taken in more Middle Eastern refugees than any other state in the country. Here in the Bay Area, San Jose is a resettlement hub. More than 1,300 Middle Eastern refugees have moved there since 2006. About a third are from Iraq, and most have experienced violence related to the war.
What happened will like remain like a scars inside yourself, especially like we saw a lot of stuff not normal, like dead people in the street, people killed in front of your eye. I don't believe like I'm going to forget them.
That's an Iraqi refugee we're calling Jasmine, who asked that we change her name for this story. After 2 years in the U.S., she's been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, and she's receiving therapy for it. But Jasmine says Iraqi culture often considers mental health problems shameful, and she's concerned about embarrassing her family. As Shuka Kalantari reports, it's an issue many refugees deal with.
And this is the Iraqi song. We got all people in the party to dance with us. And as you see, it's ring with many nationalities.
24-year-old Jasmine is sitting in a San Jose community center, watching a video on her laptop of a room full of people dancing. She's an engineering student, and that night she had introduced her college classmates to a traditional Iraqi dance called Chobi.
It was like ethnic night on campus, so we got our foods. We got baklava, kunafa, Arabic coffee, and Iraqi tea with cardamom.
Jasmine misses her home. She misses her culture. But as a refugee displaced by war, she can't go back. She says she's enjoying the safety she and her family have found in their new home in California. But finding happiness has proven to be more difficult.
You left your home. You left the place that you belong to. You left your people who loved there. Sometimes I feel like everything's like for me after Iraq is different, even like the roads, the air, the dust. I know back home, the dust of back home. I know the air of back home.
Before she fled Iraq, Jasmine was studying computer sciences at Baghdad University. She left after insurgents killed her father.
He was walking with a couple of his friends. There's a car stopped. There's three armed people inside it. He called my father's name and he gave him 7 shots, 4 in his chest and 3 in his head.
Soon after her father's death, some classmates warned her that strange men were looking for her. Frightened of being kidnapped and held for ransom, she fled and never returned to the campus.
Because at that time when my father killed my other friends, her father got kidnapped and they didn't receive body. They don't have, right now, any kind of knowledge if he's alive or dead or what. So I can't say I'm unique. I'm something common in Iraq, unfortunately.
Within 4 months of her father's murder, Jasmine's family escaped to Syria. 2 years later, they were granted asylum and moved to San Jose. She says her family was in survival mode in Iraq and experienced a delayed reaction to the stress of war.
After a while, you notice, your huge loss, the country and the house and the father, and make me notice that I have, grave issue because when my father got killed, I couldn't say goodbye to him.
Once she landed in America, depression hit Jasmine hard.
It was my dream to be a teacher at Baghdad University. Right now, I believe it's so far, and I can't, reach to be a teacher at Baghdad University. You start being, so far from your, dreams back home. Right now I feel like I'm not only starting from zero, before zero, because people, they don't trust my education.
Jasmine's social worker recommended she see a therapist and referred her to the Center for Survivors of Torture. Dr. James Livingston is a psychologist at the center. He says just the experience of having to flee your home country is usually enough to cause post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD.
The re-experiencing symptoms are very painful and disruptive, because they're typically accompanied by the kinds of feelings that were experienced in the original situation. And so terror, horror, all sorts of very painful emotions.
Jasmine remembers one of those flashbacks. She was at a women's studies class at her college in San Jose. They were watching a documentary about a war in Chile. After the film, the teacher asked students to try and imagine how their lives would be if they lived in war.
So she tried to make the student like feel the feelings of these people. So she started like direct her hand for the last student in the class. You imagine that you lost your husband. And she came to me. You imagine that they tried to kidnap you.
Jasmine didn't have to imagine.
I feel like I'm out of air. I leave the class and I remain outside like for over like 20 hours just like crying in a wail.
For the next 2 days, her mind was flooded with bad memories. She says even seemingly unrelated things would trigger her symptoms.
Sometimes like part of songs make me like really like sad and depression. Sometimes like if something happened with me, I feel like I'm out of the world for a couple of days.
Jasmine says she also has an extra burden of constantly worrying about her friends and family back in Baghdad.
I feel like kind of like guilty. I'm sitting here, I'm like normal day, and there's people here like still suffering back home and facing like the same problems that I faced.
Dr. Livingston, the therapist at Center for Survivors of Torture, says this burden has real effects. It can be hard for people with PTSD to focus their attention long enough to be able to do new things or move forward with their lives.
We get people who were professionals in their home countries who are very intelligent and very educated and find themselves unable to learn because they're traumatized.
Jasmine says she can't forget her past, but she is learning how to deal with it.
Especially like when I'm overthinking, I go to crochet. So the stitch that took for me like normal times, like 10 minutes, when I'm like in a certain situation, wow, in 2 minutes I did this.
Still, she knows that the healing process will be slow.